This is a month of even more prayers than usual in Jerusalem. Muslims are praying every day during the holy month of Ramadan, and Jews in the city will hold prayer services for Rosh Hashanah next week. Actually, prayers pour into Israel all year round from all over the world. They arrive in the form of letters to God. The letters end up in the hands of Israel's postal service. Reporter Daniel Estrin visited the Department of Dead Letters in Jerusalem.
The letters come from all over.
Honduras, France,
Mexico,
Finland,
Germany,
Armenia,
Moldova, Uzbekistan, Colombia,
Spain, Trinidad, United States,
Kenya, Ghana,
Hong Kong,
Panama.
But they're meant for one recipient, who goes by different names.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I know I am a sinner, and I humbly ask you to please forgive me.
That's Avi Yaniv. He heads the Department of Dead Letters of Israel's Post Office, the Israeli Postal Company. A dead letter is mail that the postal workers can't deliver or return.
In these letters that we are receiving every day, some letters from all over the world came, you know, it's called letters to God.
The Israel Postal Company receives about 2,000 letters to God every year. Avi is 65, and he's been working here for more than a decade. But he says the post office has been getting these kinds of letters for as long as anyone can remember.
It's very surprising that Jews less and less write to God. Muslims, I don't recall that we receive letters from Muslims. A lot of Christians. After the fall of the communism, most of the letters from the former Soviet Union countries.
Why? Because now they have a chance to express their prayers?
I think so. Yes, I think so.
But how exactly do you deliver mail addressed to the Almighty? The post office's solution involved some Talmudic-style thinking.
You know, God no has an address. Do you know address of God? No. When somebody writes to God, we think that he wanted in the beginning that this letter should arrive to Jerusalem. We think Jerusalem is the most holy city in the world. And what is the most holy place in Jerusalem is the Western world. So we take in our consideration that his letter will reach this place.
It's tradition for worshippers at the Western Wall, or Kotel in Hebrew, to write their prayers on small slips of paper and stick them between the stones. So, every 6 months, Avi and his crew take God's letters to the wall and wedge them in the cracks. Avi figures it's the closest thing to God's mailbox.
Can you imagine someplace else to put these letters?
Before he delivers the mail, though, Avi likes to take a peek.
This is from Malaysia. To God, I want to win the big sweep this July 38th and I want to win the Toto. This is the numbers of the lottery. 1, 15, 19, 36, 42, 14.
Not everybody's writing to God for a winning lotto ticket.
Dear God, I want my son home with me. He left on September 28th and hasn't returned home and he hasn't phoned me. I start to develop sympathy to those letters. Like I was very touched. Somebody sent a letter to God. His wife is passed away a few months ago. And he asked God at least to see his wife in his dream. Dear God, I am writing you to tell you about the pain I feel inside. I am so hurt and confused.
The things that people have been writing to God, have they stayed the same over the past 11 years since you've been opening these letters, or have the things people have been writing changed?
I think there is nothing new. Forgiveness, peace between relatives, and it's the same ideas that came in all the letters.
Do you believe in God?
Of course. I am also writes not to God.
You write notes to God?
I every ceremony that we take the notes to the Kotel, I also write a note of myself. Mostly I write about to gain for me and for my family, you know, health and good life.
So you don't feel any guilt reading these letters?
No.
And people who learn of Yaniv's role in opening the Dear God letters don't seem to mind. Whenever there's a story about him in the international press, Yaniv's office gets another flurry of letters.
Even in the notes, some people write to Avi Yaniv, because I am the address.
Whether or not God is reading his mail, at least people know that there's an address. For the world, this is Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.